Hello, and you're listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds Takeover here from 10 to 11 p.m. right here on 91.5 FM. WMFO Medford Tufts Street Farm Radio. Yes, I'm here on this beautiful Easter Sunday. It's so beautiful outside, and it's just going to get even better. The weather's going to get even better. Whoo! Thank you, God. Thank you, Universe. Thank you, Spirit, for letting us be here. Letting me be here with all of you today. It's been crazy. It's been a lot of crazy things going on in the sky. A lot of changes happening. It's just been a crazy week. And today, we are just going to be here with Spirit. We're going to uplift. We're going to ask for support. Today is a very magical day because today is the day in Christianity where they celebrate mediumship, which is the resurrection of the Christ. So, this is a very elegant, magical timing that we're here right now, and it's not by accident. It's all in the beautiful Lord's work. Doing the Lord's work, whatever that may be, whether it's a rock or a tree or, you know, a plastic saint, a plastic toy saint, whatever it is, maybe it's your music, maybe it's you, your higher self, whatever that shall be that is in the highest, higher realm. Let's celebrate that today. Let's just celebrate being alive, and let's celebrate being free. Sovereign beings. Let's celebrate being loved, because you are loved, and we must be reminded each and every day how loved we are. Don't forget to I just felt flutters, butterflies. Don't forget to tune in on Tuesday, my main show from 6 to 7 p.m. Every Tuesday, we do the guided meditation at 6:05, and then we play magical music. You will not, you know, from Spirit, and then we do the guided meditation. And then we do the mini reading at the end, and you won't believe what music we're gonna play. That's right, Ranking Roger. He came through when we were doing the Pink Floyd. I mixed Pink Floyd together, and I didn't know this, but I grabbed the general public, and Ranking Roger's birthday was back in March, right at the end of March, and so I told you these spirits come in either around the day, I think it was his birthday or the date of his birth, so the spirits will usually come around date of birth or time of their passing around that time, and... And so I knew it was him because that was the only record that I mixed it with was general public. So we're going to have a Ranking Roger day. Yeah. Woo-hoo! Some more reggae, some more ska. We love it. And I love you. So without further ado, I wanted to actually go in and reminisce and bring some music back from the movie Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. It's the movie with Jane Russell and Marilyn Monroe. It's such a great movie. If you have not seen it, I've seen this movie over and over and over. It's just such a great fanciful comedy, and it's just Marilyn Monroe is great. I think this is my favorite movie she's in and the best movie she's done. I mean, there's so many other good ones too, like some Like It Hot in the 7 Year Itch, and like, you know, Bust Up. She does have a bunch, but like I have to say, this is probably the best one in my opinion. This is my favorite. So I just wanted to play Two Little Girls from Little Rock because it's fun, and why the heck not on this beautiful Sunday? And it reminds me of just being young and an adolescent and discovering Marilyn Monroe and her magic, and it's a pleasure for me to be able to just celebrate her music with you right here. So, you know, and I'm just, and you know, I was just thinking to myself, I was like, oh, you know, I should really play more Marilyn Monroe stuff, but here it is, Two Little Girls from Little Rock.
We're just two little girls from Little Rock. We lived on the wrong side of the tracks. But the gentlemen friends who used to call, they never did seem to mind at all. They came to the wrong side of the tracks. Then someone broke my heart in Little Rock. So I up and left the pieces there. Like a little lost lamb I roamed about. I came to New York and I found out that men are the same way everywhere. I was young and determined to be wine and dine and ermine, and I worked at it all around the clock. Now one of these days in my fancy clothes, I'm a-going back home and punch the nose of the one who broke my heart. The one who broke my heart. The one who broke my heart in Little Rock. Little Rock, Little Rock. Little Rock. I'm just a little girl from Little Rock. A horse used to be my closest pal. Though I never did learn to read or write, I learned about love in the pale moonlight, and now I'm an educated gal. I learned an awful lot in Little Rock, and here's some advice I'd like to share. Find a gentleman who is shy or bold, or short or tall, or young or old. As long as the guy's a millionaire. For a kid from a small street, I did very well on Wall Street, though I never owned a share of stock. And now that I'm known in the biggest banks, I'm a-going back home and give my thanks to the one who broke my heart.
The one who broke my heart.
The one who broke my heart.
Well, wife, I found a model church and worshiped there today. It made me think of the good old times before my hair was gray. The meeting house was finer built than they were used. Sexton did not set me down. Away back by the door, he knew that I was old and deaf, and saw that I was poor. He must have been a Christian man. He led me forth. People sing, oh, coronation was a tune, the music upward rolled. I thought I heard the angel choir strike on their harps of gold. I tell you why, it did me good to sing those hymns once more. I felt just like some wrecked marine who gets a glimpse of shore. It made me want to lay aside this weather-beaten fore and anchor in that blessed port forever from the storm. Dear wife, the toil will soon be o'er. Victory soon be won. The shining strand is just ahead. Our race is nearly run. We're near Canaan's happy shore. Our home's so bright and fair. Thank God we'll never see. Love.
Welcome back to Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Yeah, you know what time it is. It is time to step into the beautiful, wonderful situation of healing. Yes, right now is the time we're going to just take a moment. Today is beautiful Sunday and it's Sunday service, and I hope you enjoyed all this magical music we were playing. Lots of Dixieland jazz, some bluegrass, some Marilyn Monroe, some good stuff. We got some blues and some jubilee and gospel coming up, so please stay tuned. Now we're just going to get into this beautiful energy. Channeling spirit. Please, Spirit, be with us right now and help us to heal. I am going to be the channel and the host. Whatever needs to communicate, whatever needs to come out, whatever needs to come forth. Let roots from my feet come all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and tie tight. So what you want to do is put roots from your feet, put them all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and tie tight. Put a shield of white light and healing energy from your head all the way down to your feet. Please put a shield of magical, beautiful, high vibration right now. We're going to shield and protect ourselves in this moment. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, for being here for me. Thank you for being here for all of us. And thank you for guiding us through this. I can feel the love shining right now. Can you feel the love shining? The excitement, the joy, the beauty that is here with us right now. Can you feel it? And can you feel alive? Can you feel the angelic magic that is surrounding us in this energy? Spirit wants us to step into the letting go, into the energy that helps us to let go. Sometimes it can be so discomforting. It can be so painful to let go and move on and let things die, let our old self die, let things around us die. Say goodbye to old relationships, bye to connections. Just saying goodbye can be so hard. And as we're in this transition to open us up to something new, opening us up to understanding and letting us go into this process of the letting go process, and understanding that it is all about spiritual growth. And the moment that we have our time to process letting go and parting is the time that we are absolutely in our higher selves. We're absolutely in our higher truth. We're absolutely pure, magnificent, and beautiful. Letting the love of Spirit connect with us. Letting the love of Spirit surround us right now in this moment. Feeling joy and feeling beauty, feeling magic and feeling the happiness that surrounds us right now as we let go and we jump into our new selves. Because this is the time right now where a lot of us are just letting go of our old selves and we need to come into our new self. So even though it could be very discomforting, this is the celebration of life. This is the celebration of the congratulations of making it to the next round. You've made it to the next stage of your development. You've made it right here to where exactly you're supposed to be. The growth is all for you. And soon when the process is over, you are going to say, I'm so glad I went through that. Just like a caterpillar is right there morphing into the butterfly. That is your process right now during springtime. Feel that energy that comes and lifts us up and lifts us and guides us to this magic that happens. Please surround us, Infinite Spirit, and lift us up. Lift us up for our greatest yet to be right now. And we trust. See, Spirit right now wants us to step into the trusting. Where is the trusting? Where is the faith that every day that we will be taken care of? See, that is the infinite magic that is coming into us right now, that we have a faith that we are going to be taken care of. We are going to be fed. We're going to be clothed. We're going to be bathed. We are just going to have everything that we need. As we enter into this field in this mindset of worry, we have to understand that all worrying is creating a reality that we don't want. And so we step away from worry, because all worry is an illusion of something that has not happened yet. So let's remove ourselves from worry and let's be in the now and let's get high. So if anybody's dealing with worry, anxiety, or anything that is coming into that energy that makes you feel blocked or makes you feel like you cannot move forward, this is the time right now that we are going to remove this and clear this energy, and a new place for you is going to be designed, a new love for you. You are the most magnificent, beautiful being right now. Your love is so magical. You are the absolute magical expression of your world. And today, right now, we're blossoming and we're letting go. As we're letting go, we're letting the old self die. And as painful as that may seem, and as painful as removing these relationships that no longer serve us, or just really understanding life and death, we surrender into this place of acceptance. We surrender into this place of the now. We surrender into this place of knowing that it is all being taken care of. We surrender into this place of knowing right now that we are being taken care of. You are being taken care of. And that life has you. God has you. See, everything that is working for your good has you right now. You are connected to this beautiful vibration of joy. Take a deep breath in. Exhale. You're the mastermind behind your day today. Today is your day. Today is your day to shine with the light that's shining so bright right now in this magnificent, beautiful spring day. Today is your day to talk to spirit. As we're talking to spirit, maybe this is your first time talking to spirit. Are you talking to spirit for the first time ever? Is this your first experience? Have you just had your first experience talking to spirit, mediumship? Have you been able to connect with a loved one and now it is forever altered your universe in your life, because now you are open and now you are receptive to the help and to the love and to the guidance. And now you are free, because we're going to step into that place of freedom. That's exactly what rebirth, death and rebirth is all about. It's all about freedom. That's what it's all about, is about being reborn again right now in the springtime. Resurrection of the Christ. And we talk about this resurrection of the Christ. We talk about this beautiful day of coming back to life, this beautiful day of mediumship. This is a day of mediumship. This is a day of understanding. What we're celebrating, what this whole country is celebrating, is mediumship today. And we must understand that, must recognize that. The resurrection of the Christ, that is just the resurrection of you. That's the resurrection of how you've always been and how you've always carried yourself into this world. You have always come to this world and you are always dying and being born again. You were always lifted from the dead and raised alive. Never, ever do you see yourself as you just gone and you just disappeared. No, you are eternal. You are an eternal being. You're an eternal spirit. And that's what you're here to learn. And that's what you're here to remember and understand. And that's why you're listening. Because something inside of you knows that this is a truth. No matter what you've been told, no matter what has been said, no matter what kind of messages or opinions, there's something inside of yourself that knows you're an eternal being. There's something inside of yourself that knows you are beyond limitations, that you can do things that have never been done before. There's something beyond you that knows that today is the day we're celebrating us being Christ. We're celebrating us being Jesus Christ. Today is the day of you being reminded. Look at the mirror. Look at the celebration is the mirror. The celebration is the mirror that you were forever have the capabilities and the abilities that Christ has had. Today is the reminder that you are the Christ self. So as you're reminded that you're the Christ self, as you're reminded this is who you are, what are you going to do with this day? What are you going to use your power for? Are you going to use your power to heal? Are you going to use this power to eliminate so much suffering, eliminate the illusions, eliminate all the triggers that have happened throughout the day, that when we react to things that are out of our control, we're reacting to negativity, we're reacting to stress, we're reacting to fear. We're not here to be fearful. We're not here to be stressed out. We're not here to be anxious. We are here to feel good, and we're here to be present, because that's what it's all about. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, for being here and healing us and being right here for us right now, because we all go through things. We all come to times where we feel disempowered, where we feel alone. That aloneness is not real. That aloneness is an illusion and a figment of your imagination. For you are surrounded by the love. You are surrounded by all your loved ones who've got you. They will never let anything so horrible, bad happen to to you in this world. That is not part of what you signed up for. This is your path and this is where you are heading. In the beautiful paranormal, in the beautiful supernatural, in the beautiful Christ consciousness. This is you. You are the Christ. You are the mobility, the flexibility, the truth that is being spoken. You are so beautiful right now in this moment. You are the genius, the ultimate genius that makes this world go round. You are the ultimate genius right now. Feel into this beauty. Feel how amazing it feels to be loved. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Feel the protection of white light and healing energy surrounding you. And just alleviating any fear, worry, stress. I hope you are healed and you're feeling this. I hope you are feeling the love because I love you. Let's just spread love. Let's spread love everywhere we go. Let's spread love and joy. And right now I'm going to use this platform, this media, right now, this Christ consciousness to use the power of love and to be loving. We need love. We need love in this world more than anything. We need mercy. We need compassion and softness. We need the divine feminine energy to come through right now and heal us all. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you, Infinite Presence. And thank you for all that is here with us. Feel the love and feel the joy. Amen. Step into this miraculous energy. I want you to just understand what that's like to be in this miraculous energy of being loved. Love is the miracle in itself. Namaste. Oh, namaste, because love is the miracle and you are the miracle. Everyone listening right now, you are the miracle and I love you. You are love, I am love, we are love. You are love, I am love, we are love, we are love. You are love, I am love, we are loved. Feel this energy. Feel the safety and feel the joy. In this incredible, magnificent playground, paranormal playground sounds. I love you so much. Okay, as we're winding down, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you so much for being here with me. And we've got so much more music coming up, so I'm here till 11 p.m. and blessed be. What a beautiful Easter. What a beautiful reminder that you are the Christ self and the Christ consciousness. And I hope you're healed more than anything. I hope your love and your energy is healed right now. So much love on your part, so much love by your side. So stay tuned. Who I got here right now? We got some Blind Boy Fuller. Walking My Troubles Away, take one.
Got the brown, I love, I got them walking blues. I keep on walking, trying to walk my trouble away. I'm so glad trouble don't last always. You used to be my sweet milk, you soured on me. We won't be together like we used to be. I keep on walking, trying to walk. walk my trouble away. I'm so glad trouble don't last always. I got the bad luck blues, my bad luck time done come. It's the bad luck fall on everybody, seem like I'm the only one. I keep on walking, trying to walk my trouble away. I'm so glad trouble don't last always. Play that thing now, boy. Coffee grinds in my coffee, a weevil in my meal. Tacks in my shoes keep sticking in my heel, and I keep on walking, trying to walk my trouble away. I'm so glad trouble don't last.
Baby mine, oh baby mine, oh baby mine, oh baby mine.
I get so lonely when I dream about you. Can't do without you. That's why I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair.
If you were there,
we two could hug and kiss and never tire. I'm on fire. You are my one desire. I get so lonely when I dream about you. Why can't you be there? Tossing and turning in my slumber.
Oh, baby, boy.
Holding you, it seems.
Oh, baby,
I give you kisses without number. But only in my dreams.
Oh, baby, mine.
I get so lonely when I dream about you. Can't do without you. That's why I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair. Tossing and turning in my slumber.
Oh, baby.
Holding you, it seems.
Oh, baby,
I give you kisses without number, but only in my dreams.
Oh, baby,
I get so lonely when I dream about you. Can't do without you. That's why I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair.
Oh, baby, my
life would be so fair.
Baby, my
life would be so fair.
Ain't no doubt about it, this must be love. One little kiss from you and I feel bad all over. Ooh, baby, hot dang dilly, so thrilly, but I'm glad all over. I got goose pepper, baby, cause it feels so good when you cuddle me like you do and I feel. Touch goes through me like electric bar. Well, every part of me glow. I don't take a much looking to see what I got. Cause it shows, it shows. Come on, honey, one more time. Every time you do, well, I feel bad all over. Ooh, mercy, hot dang dilly, it's silly, but I'm bad all over. Cheek to cheek, temperature low, my fever is high, I can't speak, I'm too weak. Come on, honey bunny, give me one more time. Every time you do, well, I feel bad all over. silly, but I'm glad all over.
Woo!
Hot dang, it is so silly, but I'm glad all over.
Attention, attention, hot off the wire. Scientists report that the Earth's supply of radio waves is dangerously close to exhaustion. Physicist Air Dr. Ben Yu has the story.
Look at the chart! The radio waves! They are depleted!
All is not lost. Save the radio waves and donate to WMFO today. Donate with a credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check made out to trustees of Tufts College and mailed to WMFO, attention donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info.
Welcome back, and I hope you enjoyed all that you were listening to. Carl Perkins, George Harrison, interesting, glad all over. Four nights I get so lonely when I dream about you, Blind Boy Fuller walking my troubles away. And then before that we had Sharky, Banano, Sensation Rag, the Bluegrass Album Band, Model Church, and Marilyn Monroe and Jane Russell, two girls from Little Rock. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds Takeover. I'm here till 11 p.m., 91.5 FM, WMFO, Never Touch Freeform Radio. I hope you're feeling good. I'm feeling good. That was a very heartfelt, inspirational speaking. And I just, you know, I hope everybody out there, you know, I never want this to be a serious day. I always want to be very, you know, light. But I always find this day, I'm going to be honest, sometimes I find this day very heavy because just it feels like the stigma around it, and that, you know, commercially the holiday, and not really, you know, there's so much things that are going on about this holiday. I mean, it's no different from any other holiday, but the only reason why I feel like this holiday feels heavier than most is because of the sense of dying and rebirth and how Jesus was crucified and the wrongdoing. But it really hits us in a way because we feel like we can feel that Christ self inside of us when we're like, oh my God, that's what happens, you know, when we've tried to speak our truth, when we've tried to be who we say we are. You know, oh my goodness, it's just like we can feel ourselves being Christ and something does not feel right. So basically what I'm saying is, if you're just joining me, I'm just talking about Easter, but I'm talking about the heavy, kind of the heavy undertone Easter has that I've always noticed. And I mean, today we're doing the show so we could uplift the vibration. So this could be a great Easter and, you know, we can wash away any heaviness. But just getting to truth and communicating truth is that basically understanding and knowing there's always been, you know, the heaviness, because in, you know, what it feels like is understanding when we all understand how Christ was crucified and we understand his magnificent power. We feel that. We're like, we're Christ. We've been through this so many times. We've been crucified for saying what we believed. We've been crucified for just saying whatever it may be and being our truth. We've been crucified all throughout our lives by people we know, people we love, friends, strangers, whatever it is, by other humans who've been crucified. So we're just being crucified by other hurt, crucified people. And I think that's what the underneath heaviness is, when we don't, the unseen, what goes really on in the unseen of Easter. But it is this, and also the whole thing of, this is mediumship. Like, this is a celebration of mediumship, and we're not acknowledging this. We're not acknowledging the fact that Easter really is about teaching people and showing people, oh yeah, you're not this finite flesh and blood and bones. You are forever. You're eternal. So no matter what happens to you, you're eternal. You're going to eternally rock on. Okay? You're going to eternally rock on. So that, I just really felt like I wanted to add that about Easter, because once we really recognize and understand the truth about why energy is the way it is and why we feel a certain way. By the way, I was born on Easter, April 19th, 1987, Easter. And I was the first baby that day born on Newton Wellesley Hospital. So yay to me. So, yeah. It's a sacred day, but it's a really sacred day of mediumship and reminding this is really what this holiday is about. So let's act like it. Let's act like the Christ consciousness. And what does that mean? What does that mean? Let's act like the Christ consciousness. Do we just go crazy and say, everybody, I'm a God, or and do what we want? Or are we acting from that place of such compassion? That place of such love, that place of such mercy and giving and showing others, giving of showing others. You are this too. You are just as powerful as I am. Me and you, we're the same, and you can have this and you can heal yourself. So these are just beautiful, more beautiful things to, you know, consider and to really get aligned with, you know, really get aligned with. So, you know, I love it and I love you. So we still have, you know, we still have a couple more songs coming up, probably just about two, but we're here till 11. I love you so much. Yeah, I just wanted to play some, I just kind of wanted to play some Ray Charles, Georgia on My Mind. It just kind of channeled to me and it spoke to me right now. So let's do this. Georgia on My Mind. Woo!
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia, Georgia, a song of you,
a song of
comes
you,
as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in the peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. I say, Georgia, oh Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. Whoa, Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find, just an old
sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia,
I said just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Greetings, Earthlings. We are just, we're at that time mark where we're out of time, and this has been Paranormal Playground Sounds on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, special edition Sunday service. You are just so magical, and I love you. Thank you for tuning in. Do not forget to tune into my regular time slot, that is Tuesdays from 6 to 7 p.m., I will be doing a guided meditation right at 6:05, playing some Ranking Roger, talking about how Ranking Roger spirit is around and what Ranking Roger has to say. If you don't know who Ranking Roger is, look up the band English Beat. Hands off, she's mine. Hands off, she's mine. Yes, they're so good. I'm really excited. I'm so excited to play the music. So I'm happy to just be in this existence and just really connecting with everybody and connecting and having so much fun and having a blast. And I'm just so honored to be here. Thank you, WMFO. I love this place so much. I love it. Like, I love this station. Like, you know, you ever love something a lot? Like, this has got to be something this place. I love this place. It's got such great energy here. Just, you come here and immediately you feel so welcomed. You feel so at home and you just feel so loved. There's a beautiful energy here and I'm so, so honored and grateful that I get to be a DJ here. Oh, thank you, thank you. I'm so grateful. Thank you. Oh my God, so grateful. So thank you. So we're out of here. We're out skis. And so I'm going to leave you with some Dixie. They're called the Dixie Hummingbirds Final Edition. Some gospel for you. Going to leave you off, send you off with some beautiful gospel. Even if you're not Christian or believe in Jesus or whatnot, you know, just be able to appreciate the energy, because I mean, I'm not Christian, I'm not, you know, but I definitely take bits and parts of what sound, of what I resonate with, and definitely with Christ, you know, just like with Buddha, you know, and all other different religions, just take, you know, whatever it is that feels good and just kind of combine them, and it's just a beautiful salad, spiritual salad, you know, just a beautiful medley of spirituality. And it's so beautiful to just honor and appreciate all, no matter what you believe in. So namaste, I love you, have a beautiful day, have a beautiful Easter, and until next time. until next time, I love you. Yeah.
Well, I'm a losing holder of my God's word. Jesus came here in time, and the good news that I'm talking about will ease a troubled mind. The subject of the book is Christianity, and it's headlined with religion. And I don't care how many books you read, the Bible is the final edition. And I'm saying,
Oxford,
did you forget to pray?
Oxford,
book in
Thank you.